Do I see a split?
Just keep your eye on the ball, Barney boy.
Nothing to do but lazy around and read the Sunday paper.
Oh, honey.
Yes, Fred?
Did you see the Sunday paper?
No, Fred, it hasn't come yet. Oh, Mr. Flintstone, here's your paper. Catch! Did you get your paper, dear?
Yeah, and I'm lucky. It only comes once a week. Now, let's see what the rock market's doing. I see the Dodgers lost again. Barney?
Hiya, Fred. Neighbor, pal.
What are you supposed to be doing besides annoying me on my day off?
Practicing golf. Watch this.
One more four out of you, and I'll give you what for.
$2,500 people in Bedrock, and I have to pick this pebble brain for a neighbor. Hey, how about this?
Fred Flintstone, the captain, bowling finals.
Hold it, Fred. I gotta play them where they lie. Pooch your mouth up a little.
Why, you... Pooch your pointed head up if I catch you.
You know what's wrong with you, friend Freddy? You're a nervous wreck, and you need a hobby like mine.
I got a hobby. It's peace and quiet on Sunday. And if I don't get it, I'm going to break you in little pieces.
It's my hobby I tried to tell you about. I build things, and it keeps my nimble little fingers busy. What do you think of it?
Before I think of it, what is it?
That little invention will make me the first man to take off into the blue.
Well, I got a little invention of my own, which is called a rap on the noggin if you don't cut out the noise.
Into the blue. That thing? Will it work?
It'll work, Freddy friend.
on account of the spiggle bolts connected to the toggle switch. The toggle switch connected to the ratchet. The ratchet rod connected to the tension trough, which in turn connected to the flywheel. Then zoom! Before you know it, you're airborne. Now, what do you think of my invention, Fred?
You still insist you're going to fly in that crazy contraption?
Just like the birds.
Now, listen, neighbor. I'm going to save you a lot of work and invent it. I'm going to fix it so you won't need that thing to fly in. It works like this. My fishbone connected with your jawbone. And zoom, before you know it, you are airborne. Now, let me get some rest, you poor excuse for a neighbor.
Poor Fred. He's a bundle of nerves.
The tension throg connected to the flywheel.
Fly, just like the birds.
Yeah. Looked like a dinosaur egg beater to me. And your nimble fingers will make a fortune.
Think of it. Think of it. No more traffic problems. Fly right out the window each morning. There'll be two in every cane, a his and a her. We'll form a corporation.
Yeah, but
I will be the president, and I'll make you vice president in charge of production.
Vice president?
Hey. I even got a name for it. Listen to this, Barney boy. The Flintstone Flyer.
Well, I was going to call it the Barney Copter.
Yeah, not a bad suggestion, V, but it ain't got the hard sell. We'll stick to the Flintstone Flyer. Speaking of flying, how about the Plexi taking this gel up for a trial spin?
But you think you're ready for a solo?
Out of my way. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Well, look, it ain't easy.
Explain it to me once. I will show you I'm ready to solo.
What's to explain? Just start pumping, and when you're up to speed, you'll take off.
That's all that's to it?
Well, there's one other thing.
Details. Don't bother me with details. See me when I get back.
Well, I just wanted to tell him how to land. If he takes off, that is. Hey, you're too fat, Fred!
Details! See me when I get back.
Back to the drawing board.
Hiya, Fred. How's the grounded eagle today?
Why didn't you tell me you didn't get all the bugs out of that thing before you let me take it up?
There's no bugs in it. You're just too fat.
Yeah, well, I'm no fat head. I resign. Get yourself another boy, the president.
Have it your way, Freddy. From now on, the new president's gonna be me. Yours truly, Buzz Barney, Roger, Wilco, and O.U.T. Yup. By the way, the boys are going to miss you tonight.
What do you mean, miss me tonight?
How are you going to bowl in that crash condition?
Are you kidding? I'll bowl tonight even if I have to push the ball down the alley with my nose.
Fred, spoken like the true captain of the Rockhead and Quarry Cave Construction Team.
Yoo-hoo, Fred. Fred, I'm home.
Hi, Wilma.
How are you feeling?
Great. I never felt better in my life.
Oh, I'm so glad. I thought sure you wouldn't be able to make it tonight.
You think a little scratch would keep me from going?
Just think, I almost returned the tickets.
Tickets? What do I need tickets for?
Don't be silly. How do you expect to go to the opera without tickets?
Opera? Did you say opera?
Of course. You knew we were going with the Rubbles tonight.
Tonight?
When else? We've had the tickets for a month.
Does Barney know about this?
Naturally. He bought the tickets.
Now what did I do?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you I'm not going bowling tonight.
Wow, can I be captain of the team?
You're not going either. We're not going bowling because you had to buy tickets for the opera. But tonight...
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you forgot, and we can forget about the bowling championship. Thanks to you, opera lover.
Oh, we'll be drummed out of the Rockhead and Quarry bowling team for this.
I'd be better off if I broke my leg. Then at least I'd have had an excuse.
Hey, maybe you got a fractured skull and don't know it, hey?
I don't have one, but you will when the boys hear about this. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I do have something wrong with my noggin.
You do?
And maybe it'll show up tonight, just when we're leaving.
I don't get it.
You'll get it if you don't pay attention. We're going bowling yet.
Now, listen.
Now, bowling we will go. Where bowling we will go. Hi-ho.
Down to the door, dear. It must be the rubble.
Okay, honey. Da-da-da-da. Hi, neighbor.
Hi, Fred.
La Donne Mobile.
Love that opera.
I can hardly wait for the first cadenza.
Aren't you boys overdoing it a little?
Let's hurry or we'll be late. Have you got the tickets, Fred?
Got the tickets.
Love your dress.
Oh, thanks. Fred, what's wrong? Fred, speak to me.
He can't talk, Wilma. He's in a state of shock.
From the crash?
What else? With thick skulls, it sets in a lot later.
Quick, let's get him to bed.
Are you kidding? Miss the opera on account of my... little dizzy spell. No, you three run along. I'll be fine.
What? And leave you alone?
Are you kidding? Me leave without my buddy? Look, you two go ahead. You're all dressed up for it anyway. I'll babysit Fred's shook up head.
Sure, it's a good idea, pal. Why waste the tickets? Now go ahead. That's an order.
You sure you'll be all right?
What can happen with Barney here?
Yeah, they don't call me Band-Aid Barney for nothing.
What do you think, Betty?
Well, it's only for a few hours, and Barney will sit with him.
I feel terrible doing this.
Hey, Fred, it worked.
My idea, wasn't it?
With head bloody but unbowed, you bowl tonight, my captain. My captain.
Hurry up and get your bowling ball. No, I feel hot tonight. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, what?
How are we going to get into town? The girl's got the car.
Hey, how about hitchhiking?
Oh, sure, sure. And maybe the wives will give us a lift back home. Don't you get it? We got to go to town, bowl, and beat them back here.
I got it. Simple. We go the overland route.
Not your crazy egg beater again.
Oh, sure, I fixed it. I added king-size flippers so it could carry a heavy load. Even a fat one.
If this gadget doesn't work, I'm going to unload a heavy load of five fat knuckles on your nose.
Set the co-pilot. Ready for the takeoff?
Better start praying if it don't.
Where are we?
Not from where I sit.
Hey, maybe we ought to drop the bowling balls.
Yeah, on your head.
Hey, look, clap your arms up and down.
You mean like this?
It's working, Fred. It's working. That's all we needed. A little extra power. How about that, Fred? The Barney Cup that does it again.
I got news for you, Veep. I just re-elected myself president of the Flintstone Flyer Corporation.
You know, I feel like a heel. Fred in bed and me off enjoying myself.
And Barney offering to stay with him right after he said how much he wanted to go to the opera.
I'd feel better if I knew Fred was all right.
Me too. Let's call home at intermission.
Step aside, Pagliacci, whilst the captain warms up. Do I see a split?
Just keep your eye on the ball, Barney boy.
Something to cool you off.
The way I'm going, nothing can cool me off tonight. Okay, let me have one with a couple of straws.
One frosty one coming up. Straws, please. Thanks.
Sorry.
All on target. Bombs away.
Did I do good, Fred?
Great. Just great. Now, would you like to try bowling like the rest of us?
Oh, boy.
Big strike coming up.
Shows a big win. Close your mouth.
Think of is poor Fred home suffering.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, let's go out and call them right now.
You know, I would feel better.
Maybe there's a phone in that bowling alley across the street.
Oh, dear, I hope Fred's all right.
Would you stop worrying? He is all right.
Poor Fred. I hope he's not running a fever.
Am I hot tonight?
Oh, it's so noisy, I can't hear a thing. There's no answer. I'm worried.
Keep your eye on the king of the ten pin.
Just hold on to the ball this time, or I'll crown you king pin hat. Why, you crazy?
Fred, look, over there in the phone booth, the wives.
The wives?
We better go home. something's wrong.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We'll just... Wilma, look. Isn't that Fred and Barney?
If they see us, we're dead.
If they catch us, we'll wish we were. They're heading this way.
Hey, quick, you're the captain.
Hey, hey, we can use that broom.
Broom? What a time to get me.
No, he had to babysit a sick friend.
It's gonna be two sick friends. Surprise, husband.
Now it's my turn.
Oh, good heavens.
It's not them.
Have we met?
They don't allow pickups in here.
Ah, this is a respectable place.
We thought you were our husband.
Yeah, but both of them.
Is that the way you always greet your husband?
Yeah. Hello, darling. Pow.
The average husband could stand just so many pow.
Yeah, and he takes a powder. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Excuse us.
You looked like our husband.
Well, if you're looking for your husbands, why don't you try looking at home where you belong?
Yeah, and I bet one of them is babysitting a sick friend.
Don't you know when to quit?
Let's go home.
That's for sure. Something real phony's going on.
Wow, that was a close one.
Yeah, well, back the bowling.
Are you out of your mind? Grab the bowling balls. We gotta beat them home.
I was never so embarrassed in my life. How could two sets of characters look so much alike?
All I can say is one set of characters better be home when we get there. Step on it.
This thing is the greatest.
My invention, isn't it?
You know something, Rubble? There'll be a Flintstone flyer in every cave. I'll be rich.
Well, how about me?
Keep pumping. We'll beat them home by an hour.
Hey, Fred, look.
Look where?
Double trouble at 6 o'clock.
Well, what do you know? The wives. Hey, they must be doing over 80.
They're going to beat us home.
Oh, no, they're not. Now, hear this. Pilot, the co-pilot.
I read you loud and clear.
Big track landing gear. Introvert your decibels. Increase speed to 4,500 RPM. Over and out.
What's all that mean, Fred?
It means step on it, you imbecile. That's what. Let's go.
What do we say when they ask why we're home so early?
Just say we miss them.
Why not tell them the truth?
And say we don't trust them around the corner?
Suppose they're not here.
They'll be back.
What'll we do in the meantime?
In the meantime, we get meaner. Quiet. Maybe Fred's asleep.
Read me another bedtime story, Bobby.
Sure, which one? Uncle Wiggily or I Was a Teenage Brontosaurus?
So help me, I'll never mistrust Fred again.
You're right, Wilma. They're two of the good ones. Let's face it, we're a couple of shrews.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let that be a lesson. Never doubt your husband. Or they have to get a powder. Get it?
It was them.
You dope.
Made a shock, huh?
Wilma, no, no, not in the head.
Try that on your question.
They kill you, insect.
With a bowling ball.
Head for the wall again.
Start flapping for a quick takeoff.
Come back, you cowards.
Wilma, they're getting away.
Oh, don't worry. Whatever goes up sooner or later comes down. Especially the fat ones. Your play.
Jen. How long would you say they've been up there?
Oh, about 6 hours, give or take a few.
But, Fred, my legs are getting tired.
Are your legs tired, or are you tired of living? Keep pumping.
Oh, I'm too pooped to pump.
It won't be long now. Barney's running out of gas.
I know. It'll be nice to have them back.